The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I have an in for Pat. Now, how can we improve our self-confidence, live calmer lives? Well, our next guest believes the key to living more joyful and fulfilling lives is unlocking our inner pharmacy. And she should know because she was a pharmacist. She has just published a new book. It's been launched in Dunleary tonight. Miriam Hussey is the author, the co-founder of Soul Space, and it's called Light Up. And it says on the cover, it's Gill Publications, Gill Books, energize your body, awaken your mind, supercharge your soul. You're most welcome, Miriam. Tell us, you in Galway were a community pharmacist dispensing drugs for 10 years. You're now a full-time mum as well as an author. What's the essence of the inner pharmacy?
So, yeah, I spent 10 years working as a community pharmacist. And I suppose in that 10 years, my eyes were really opened to the way that we look at health, but more importantly, what happens when our health breaks down. And as I was prescribing people's prescriptions, I often wondered, when they left the pharmacy, did anything change in their lifetime from 1 month to the next? Or did we just kind of hand over our power all the time to the magic pill? And of course, we need medicine. There's a time and a place for everything, and particularly with acute illness. But what I really realised was we have this rising scale in chronic illness. And chronic illnesses are illnesses that don't just fall out of the sky and hit you on the head. They generally tend to be building and accumulating over time and are very much lifestyle related. And when we look at the way we're living our life, it's this integrated approach to how we can really integrate the mind with the body and the soul, knowing that beyond the physical, there's so much more that we can do and activate through our own lifestyle to help us feel more at ease and to help us have less dis-ease, which is actually the root of not having enough ease. And really, when it comes to activating our inner pharmacy, we have these amazing chemicals that we create ourselves every single day, such as serotonin, which I'm sure we've all heard of. It's our happy hormone. Actually, 90 to 95% of that is made in our gut. We have this gut-brain axis. So we used to think everything was made in the brain. But we now know all of these amazing chemicals that make us feel happy and at ease can actually be made within ourselves. We have 50% of our dopamine made in there. We have our 50% of our melatonin, which is helping us to sleep at nighttime. And we have, simple things like endorphins, which is our, and if you break it down, endogenous morphine. So you're creating your own internal morphine through things like exercise and movement. And I'm sure we all have heard of that, you know, runner's high or that runner's bliss. After you exercise, you feel better. So we can be doing things every day in our lifestyle to help regulate and activate these inner chemicals to help us with our health.
And what are the keys to triggering those?
So as I mentioned, obviously looking after our gut health, and that really the biggest thing that we can be doing to help that beyond just what we're putting on our plate and obviously looking at the nutrients that we're ingesting, but really it's looking at stress in our lives. And the first chapter in the book, the first section is on the body. And really what I want people to understand is how stress can impact the body, but also we have lots of different ways that we react and respond to stress.
So what are you saying about stress? Because, I mean, so when that red light goes on in the studio, I feel stress, right? But it's not distress. But yeah. If I was like, oh, I can do this as a breeze, you know, so that's a little bit of adrenaline going through your system, yeah, and so on. And so I often say to people, it's no harm to have a few butterflies because you're probably going to have an enhanced performance.
Absolutely.
But how, so I can't take stress out of my life. Like there are situations, if I have 1,000 people in front of me, like I just can't wish this away. So yeah, how do you cope with stress then?
100%. So we do need a certain amount of stress, absolutely. And we need that adrenaline, we need that cortisol to get us up in the morning, to get us going, to get us through the day, to hit those targets. And all stress is not bad. We do need a certain amount of stress. However, what's happening in our modern always on world is we are not regulating the nervous system. So what happens is we have this kind of, I call it the red zone and the green zone. The red zone is that sympathetic dominant way of living. And that's when we get, you know, we get triggered or there's stress. But the nervous system was always meant to be like a light switch. Light goes on when there is stress. So we've evolved from the cave. A bear jumps out at you. You need the adrenaline. You need that
fight or flight.
Exactly. Fight or flight to either to fight the bear or run the hell away.
Yeah.
But what's happening after that is then you're meant to switch it off and you're meant to go over to what I call the green zone, which is the parasympathetic side of the nervous system. And that's all about rest, digest and repair.
And how, what's the correct balance?
So the balance is when...
Can you take 3 hours of stress and 12 hours of or whatever?
Well, what I would always say to people is we really should be looking at regulating the nervous system little and often throughout the day. So that it's not building and building and building and building. And then you go home at nighttime and you're tired, but you're wired and you can't switch off. So we can be doing things every day to help keep that regulated. You have that bit of stress, you get the stress out, you get the adrenaline, you get those hormones pumping through the body, you deal with the stress, but then you catch yourself and you allow yourself, okay, let's help me to regulate. And the best way to do that, the most simplest way, doesn't cost anything, can be done anywhere, anywhere in the world, doesn't take up much time, but can absolutely bring you back into that level of harmony and cohesion and balance, is the breath. So by literally stopping, pausing and taking five slow, deep belly breaths, you will help regulate that nervous system, take you out of that red zone and into the green zone. You can do that within a minute. And what I would say to people is scaffold that on to things you're already doing throughout the day. So you get before you get out of bed in the morning, can you stop, pause, take five deep breaths? Before you're, you know, waiting for the kettle to boil, can you stop, pause, take five deep breaths? Before you turn the ignition in the car or get on the Lewis or wherever you're going, stop, pause, take five deep breaths. And you keep doing that regularly throughout the day. And what you're doing there is scientifically, you are sending a response to your body to let your nervous system know that you're not in stress anymore. Because when you're in stress state, you'll be breathing very rapidly and very shallowly and it's very quick.
Yeah.
So that's telling the body there's stress, there's danger.
So other than breathing and nutrition and getting good sleep, what else, if you get the book and it's called Light Up, it's Gill Publications, is it a book that, who should buy this book?
Well, I think it's for everyone because, you know, in our modern world, we are constantly being bombarded now with, you know, with stress and busyness and always on culture.
Yeah.
But it's not just a scientific book. I do obviously bring in the science through the pharmacy, but it's a very open, honest book. It's okay. It has a gentleness and a softness to it. It's not a preachy book where I'm wagging the finger at people. Because people don't need more shame and blame and judgment. People need a time to pause. And the book is an invitation for people to press pause in their life and actually ask themselves, what is it I need? What is nourishing me? Beyond the plate, what is lighting me up? What's bringing me closer to having a life of more ease and grace and peace? And what are the things that are keeping me locked in stress, strain and struggle? The book starts with the body because that's the tangible part. That's the bit people can understand. But then it moves into the mind. There's 11 pillars of how we can build internal fitness of the mind. And then the last part is the soul, which I believe is the most probably important part that's not really dealt with in our modern world. And that's looking at who you really are.
All right. It's a lovely book from Gill Publications. I think it would help a lot of people at different stages of their life. Miriam Hussey is the author, co-founder of Soulspace. Thank you for joining us in studio. And it's called Light Up.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.